Nicholas Puran, welcome to the Cricket World Cup. I'm sure you're delighted to fulfill one of your boyhood dreams to make a West Indies team one and then play in a Cricket World Cup.
Yes, definitely, you know, very excited. First World Cup. You know, dream is always to play for West Indies, you know, at a World Cup. You know, hopefully this year, you know, we could be successful, you know, as a team. And hopefully, at the end of the day, if we do the right things, we could be successful at the World Cup. So definitely looking forward to it.
And when you heard that you were selected, you know, to come here to England to play in this tournament, you know, what was the feeling like that moment when you got the call and told you that you're in?
Yeah, to be honest, I've worked hard over the last couple of years. You know, my performance, you know, spoke for itself. I wasn't too surprised, but you know, at the same time, I was really happy that, you know, I was a part of the squad. At the end of it, for me, it was all about, you know, hard work. You know, at the end, it brought me success, and you know, I'm happy that I was selected.
In the under-19s, you were an exciting talent. You made nearly 150 in the under-19 World Cup. Everybody spoke about that, but then you had the injury, car accident that put you back. Talk to us a little bit about the recovery from that injury and what it means, as you put it in perspective to today.
Yeah, you know, that was a while ago. It was definitely a tough road for me, especially, you know, recovery-wise. You know, Oba was there. He's our physio here as well. He knew what I went through, you know, every single day. You know, it was just frustrating at sometimes, so stressful, you know. But at the end, I had one dream, and that was to play cricket at the highest level. You know, I just never give up. You know, thankfully, you know, because of Jesus, you know, I'm here today.
Okay, and now to fulfill the dream now, it must be, you know, a really, really, you know, superb thing to be living that dream.
Definitely, you know, since coming back, you know, I had some trials, but happens in cricket, but I'm here now, and, you know, the lesson that I've learned, you know, whenever I'm playing cricket now, it's just to enjoy it, you know. I'm doing the hard work, so the most I could do is enjoy it and, you know, hope to, you know, do the best I could do on the cricket field.
You have Australia tomorrow right here at the nursery ground here in Southampton, a pretty good ground, but a pretty small ground. How are you viewing tomorrow's game?
Well, as a batsman, if the ground is small, we are very happy. You know, our team, I'm sure our team will be happy. And Australia is a really good team as well. So it's definitely going to be a good practice game for us. Mm.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're one of the newer members of the team. And even though your name has been out there a long time, very few people really know you that well. Tell us a little bit about who's Nicholas Puran and what some of the things that he loves to do away from cricket.
Yeah, I'm simple. As I just said, you know, I had one dream, which is to play cricket. So, you know, even outside of cricket, I still find myself, you know, playing cricket. You know, I like to watch basketball, play football, you know. I like to go out, party, have a good time, you know, spend time with family, friends. So that's basically it.
And I know you're very close to your Trinidadian brothers, Evan Lewis, Darren Bravo. There's some of the guys that you hang out with. So tell us a little bit about them. What is it like, you know, being part of a team, including some of those really cool guys?
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's, you know, playing franchise cricket, first of all, you know, being away from, you know, your teammates back home, you know, that's very tough. But, you know, you're playing for West Indies now, you have your teammates, teammates from Trinidad as well, you know. It makes the tour shorter and enjoyable. And, you know, that's something we all miss and something we all love. And it's just that, you know, that vibe, that friendship and that family vibe we have.
Okay. And as a young man, you'd have heard of some of the great names who won the Cricket World Cup for West Indies, who've done well in the Cricket World Cup. There's Clive Lloyd in 75, Viv Richards in 79, and Brian Lara setting records, you know. Chris Gayle, your teammate, doing sensational things in Cricket World Cup. Do you think that someday you will be in that league? How would it feel to win this Cricket World Cup for the people of the West Indies?
To be honest, I would love to, you know, do special things for West Indies cricket. You know, we have a really good bunch of guys now, a lot of young talent. You know, we are looking forward. We are definitely looking forward to the World Cup. You know, not just myself, but I know everyone else in the team is looking forward to a successful World Cup. You know, it's been a while that, you know, West Indies won the 50 over World Cup. We are confident. I think once we're confident, anything can happen. It would definitely mean a lot to the people back home, because, you know, we have a lot of passionate fans. And they really want to, I know they're going to get behind us and they're going to support us. So we're going to try our best and try to bring this home.
Thanks.